DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters, and we thank you for being with us on this Trash Tuesday. Send us your trashes by tweeting at me, DA on CBS, or on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. We've got Tower Trashes coming up in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, who do you blame for Aaron Rodgers' injury last night? He made it four full snaps. Four full snaps. And was injured. It is feared to be an Achilles injury, which would be worst case scenario, which could take him out for the rest of the season. And he's 40 years old, or going to be 40 years old, coming off an Achilles and a full season off. Not a good thing. We are waiting on the official announcement from the Jets. It has not come down yet. Our poll question on the morning, who is to blame for this? Was it the artificial turf? MetLife Stadium does not have a great reputation for injuries, ankle, leg injuries on that stuff. Could it be Leonard Floyd, who was in the backfield, wrapped him up, fell on him from behind? Was it Rodgers himself for when the read wasn't there, not getting it away, throwing it in the dirt, or just making sure that he was not in harm's way? Or is it option four? The Jets are just cursed. So let me talk about this a little bit here. Of course, when I assess sports, I try to do so with an unbiased eye, an analytic eye, a researched mind. I try to really look at things objectively, suss them out, assess them, and then present to you how I see things, how I view things, my opinions of things. I try not to come in here with any nonsense. I mean, we have a lot of fun, but in terms of assessing sports, you know, I try to watch the games. I try to read about the games. What I can't watch, I catch up on and study and present to you what I think are reasonable conclusions. They might be sometimes emotional. They might be sometimes harsh. They might be sometimes silly. But I do try to do that. And I do also factor in that there's sometimes unspoken, invisible stuff that does affect everyday life. I mean, let's just take your spouse, for example, if you're married. It's probably, if I sat you down and said, what was it that drew you two together? You might say, well, we had the same interests, or we went to the same high school and spent some time together. We had mutual friends, blah, blah, blah. And you can run down, we did this and that and this. But there is probably a component where you're just like, there was just something and it's hard to put your finger on. Maybe there was an energy that you felt, an attraction that you felt. It wasn't just physical. It was just like an overwhelming urge to be with that person. Or I can't describe it. It just works, DA. We just work well together, you know? And there are just some things in life that happen that way. And there's a house in your neighborhood that you have passed every day or in your hometown for 20 years. And you see that house and it's on this block and you pass by this house quite a bit and it's been there forever. And the rest of the houses on the block have a nice lawn and the sun is shining and the birds are chirping. And this one house always has overgrown bushes or the sidewalk's not taken care of, or the windows are always pulled dark or something. You're like, why is that one house just have kind of a bad energy around it? It just never looks right. And you would say it's not on a bad street. Look at all the stuff around it. It seems fine. But for that one house, and no matter who lives in that house, whoever buys that house, it's changed ownership. For some reason, that house is always the bad one on the block. sometimes there's just a rain cloud over certain people's heads and you can't even put your finger on. You're like, wow, yeah, that guy always has like a bad stroke of luck. Kevin Wall was joking about this earlier last hour, but some people just keep stubbing their toe and they bang into walls and desks and it just, it can't escape it. And there is something last night, I got to be honest, where I couldn't even walk away from that game and break it down sensibly. Look, the Josh Allen stuff is, this guy is just a problem fixing his own mistakes. And there is the Zach Wilson thing where he's immature or he's in over his head or whatever. He just doesn't get it. You don't even have to assess it more than that. He just does not get it. But Aaron Rodgers, with this offseason, he went into the darkness retreat. He thought he might retire. He came out and said, no, I still love football. And looky here, there's one team that's willing to give me everything that I want. And the Jets recruited him. The Jets loved him up. The Jets gave him all this attention. And the Jets said, who do you want? Alan Lazard. We'll sign Alan Lazard. Who do you want on offense? Nathaniel Hackett. We're going to bring in Nathaniel Hackett. You want to run the offense this way? We'll run the offense this way. You want to do this? Hey, do you want to do Hard Knocks? If you don't want to do Hard Knocks, we can say no. We're going to build it around you. Everything's about you. It's about Aaron Rodgers. And Rodgers has been shiny, happy, optimistic. He wants to be there multiple years. He wants to bring a trophy back to the Jets trophy case. He's in fine shape. He's 39 years old, but I mean, he's nimble. He's quick. He's trying to coach the guys up. We saw Hard Knocks. He's trying to make sure the young guys believe. He's trying to make sure the coaches feel comfortable. He's one of the guys. And now we're going to open up the season at MetLife Stadium. They're calling it Jet Life Stadium. They're fired up. Jet Super Bowl aspirations. Monday Night Football. And four plays in, Rodgers doesn't get like a safety with his helmet torpedoing into his knee. He's not picked up by a linebacker and smashed down to the ground at his shoulder. He doesn't throw a pass and his finger crashes into a helmet and he breaks his finger. He's kind of taken down from behind a little bit and he gets up and it doesn't look like anything's a problem. And then he just rolls down and sits down. And then suddenly the Achilles popped maybe. And he's carted off, and it was four plays. And you go, even for the Jets, this is extreme. Even for the Jets, this is really, really extreme. And there's a part of this that just feels like, is there a bit of a curse? And you can't even put your finger on it, but it just feels like, what are the odds Aaron Rodgers, after all of that, and he's in great shape, lasts four, had they been four run plays, had it been three run plays and a bubble screen, had it been four shotgun snaps, he would have lasted until the second drive. It was that play, the way that that play broke down, that maybe the tackle engaged too long or he held on to the football too long and maybe the artificial turf and maybe this and maybe that in it. Like, it's not a high ankle sprain. It's not an ankle sprain. It's an Achilles tear. And we don't know officially, but that's the speculation. You're like, how could that happen? How could it happen? And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Are there just some things that are destined to end poorly and you can't even describe why? Like, you could say MetLife is bad juju. The Giants got smashed the other night. But, I mean, the Giants won a Super Bowl playing in that stadium in 2011. I mean, just, it's the site of old Giants Stadium where the Giants won three other Super Bowls. Well, what is going on with the Jets specifically, and everything that the Jets touch just turns to dog diarrhea? How is it possible? I mean, look at Garrett Wilson's catch. It's like one of the five best catches of the season. It's going to be. They win on a walk-off punt. Their defense was really good last night. And yet, all of the dreams of a Super Bowl are dashed before you even got to the couch. It's like, oh, sorry, Aaron Rodgers' season's over. What? What happened? I don't know. I mean, I do believe in a certain amount of karma, and I do believe in a universe that has reasons for everything, and there's, you know, just some things that are inexplicable, and you're not supposed to know everything because there's larger powers at play and there's grand universe energies at play, and like, you were just little human beings. But I mean, this one, come on. Even this one, what's worst case scenario for the Jets? That Roger stinks and they go 6-11 and he bickers with the media and the fans hate him? Worst case scenario was not tore his Achilles on the first series. I mean, even that, you couldn't even make that up. It's the poll question today. Who's to blame? And are the Jets just cursed? Everywhere Evan is trashing the dude at the end of his street, cuts his grass and leaves the clippings in the street. Shouldn't he get teed up for this, or at least 2 minutes in the box? What's in the box? Hashtag trash him.
Charlie Sheen just dumped that on the set of Men at Work.
If Pete the Body was in today, he would be railing on that guy. The guy that left the clippings in the street. King Curtis, I've got two trashes today, DA. Number one, work. It gave me the day off, and then they called me at 4:25 this morning to come in. Number two, my car's check engine light came on, and now it's acting up. It's barely 4 years old. Hashtag hot garbage.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Dixie Landan says, is today's show just country accent day? Because I'm going to need DA to do that sports segment every day in a country accent. Even better, let's get Pat's country pillow talk picks. Ooh, Pat Boyle, what do we think? Could we have you speak in a southern drawl as you do pillow talk picks?
We could definitely do that. I'm banking on Tom Brady coming back, playing for the Jets, rubbing up and taking the air out of them footballs one last time. Just to put some air in all those girls in the crowd.
There's Brady on the sideline, taking that little itty bitty pin, putting it in that hole, that big, thick pig skin. Deflating them balls. PSI inch by PSI inch.
My God. That was fantastic. I'm hot and bothered. Southern draws are fun.
They really are. Upside Down Mike is trashing himself. We're in week three of me being in the office. I get better from week one. That was a debacle. But yesterday I made another boo-boo. I broke the ancient fridge in the kitchen and for the third straight week locked myself out of the office. Hashtag I'm dumb.
Stinky debris.
My top picks for who cursed Aaron Rodgers from John in Pennsylvania. Someone in Wisconsin, maybe Scandinavian witchcraft. Himself, yapping about manifestational all summer. Zach Wilson's mom, or someone with an axe to grind against Pat McAfee. I could see Zach Wilson's mom being the reason for this hex.
I said if there was one reason for Tom Brady to come to the Jets, it's you give him whatever he wants. Give him Zach Wilson's mom. Imagine that. Comes back in, starting quarterback, and hey, here's the backup's mom. Do what you'd like.
Now, this is not fair because Zach Wilson's mom never did anything wrong. Zach Wilson reportedly had a relationship with Zach Wilson's mom's friend. But it was never Zach Wilson's mom who was a cougar on the prowl.
Well, now she's going to be on the prowl for Tom Brady. How old do you think she is? If he's 23, she's probably, what, 55?
I think she's probably younger. She's probably late 40s.
Oh, there you go. That's Brady's age right there.
Yeah.
That's his age bracket.
Mm-hmm.
He's a single guy. He's looking to get back on that pedestal.
Sure is. Kid in Tuscaloosa who needs a role model. Mr. DA, I'm trashing my sister's ass. Why has she not made it good enough that others try to insult me with it? Trash her and her ass. Hashtag, I need a hero.
What a beatdown.
That account is fantastic.
So good. Merez got into a verbal battle with a Cowboys fan yesterday on the New York side of things and just yelled at this guy, your sister's ass, which I don't even know what that means. Just okay. Ed is trashing the NFL. How many guys have to go down before they change to all grass? That injury does not happen on grass. And trash the fans who, for whatever reason, don't want the NFL to go to full grass stadiums. Trash them.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
That's right, Ed. I'm not sure if that injury does or does not happen on grass, but I know this. If every stadium is on grass, it is naturally more safe. I know that. And they can doll up the studies all they want or the numbers all they want. There is no doubt it's safer if everybody played on good grass. When we come back here on the DA Show, our trashes. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday. My favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, boys and girls. Happy Trash Tuesday. We have made it. And so let us know who you are trashing by tweeting at me, DA on CBS, or on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. Pat Boyle is in this week as your EP. And so Boyle leads us off. Who are you trashing?
Yeah, DA, I got to trash one of my roommates again. I'm getting ready for Monday Night Football yesterday. It's like 7:45. I want to watch kickoff. The countdown to kickoff. I'm getting my bets ready. I'm just getting ready to settle in and watch the Aaron Rodgers debut that, you know, basically was. And this beta, I walk into the living room and catch this poor excuse for a man sitting on the couch playing Candy Crush and watching Modern Family.
Oh.
I mean, this is supposed to be a house of alphas. And we've got a Candy Crushing Modern Family watching Mama's Boy sitting on the couch just ruining the feng shui, the alpha feng shui that I'm supposed to be masquerading through the apartment. So I said to him, I was like, what are you, a 60-year-old woman? Like, have you swapped bodies with your mom in the last couple of days here? Who does that? Who just in their spare time, who sits on the couch and plays Candy Crush and watches Modern Family? He's like giggling at all the jokes rather than getting ready for football. What are you doing? You beta? You loser? Trash him.
Get that guy a napkin.
Does he like football?
No, frankly, no, he does not. He's not a fan. And this is my best friend that I have grown up with, played high school soccer with, played competitive sports with throughout all of high school. And I don't, you know, DA, some people, not all who wander are lost. He's lost.
Kevin Wall, who are you trashing?
Oh, boy. I know I gave you a nice preview of my trip around the country, it feels like, these days. But the icing on the cake, it wasn't not missing Bruce. It wasn't, you know, not going to Canada and going to three different cities. I'm trashing fat people on airplanes.
Whoa!
Because...
Easy.
No, I'm talking like 400-pound.
Whoa!
Because I got stuck. I got stuck in that on the way home where it was just so uncomfortable. And I'm a nice guy. Yeah. So I felt bad saying something. So I bit the bullet. But it was very uncomfortable. I get it. There are people that struggle with their weight. I know I can lose a few pounds. But if you are that heavy on a plane, you may want to consider buying a second seat. And it was just an uncomfortable situation.
How heavy do you think the person next to you was?
He was well over 400.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
And you're flying economy, I'm guessing.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Window seat. I was crushed. But
So he was in the middle seat?
He was in the middle seat.
Oh.
At least by the aisle or the
you
window.
Gotta
that's
buy
what
the
that's
aisle.
What I'm trying to say. Consider just buying that second seat because you want to be comfortable at the end of the day on this flight. And then when I'm stuck in a different airport in my fourth city, it feels like, you know, I feel like I'm Bruce Springsteen just going on tour. So, buddy, hate to do this to you, but trashing you.
Is Oscar the Grouch living in there?
Did he smell?
He did. He was eating Cheez-Its and he stunk like nasty house tequila. As well. So he was pregame.
Well, you know
he was pregame in this flight too.
That's way better than BO or swamp butter. All right, Andrew Bogus, who are you trashing?
DA, a week ago I trashed my 9-year-old son. I'm going to stay in the family and trash my wife this morning, or at least the dream version of my wife. Very vivid dream recently of the need to not be married to her anymore, and it was 100% her fault.
Whoa.
And it was so real that I actually woke up sad and like heartbroken. It was the strangest feeling. Like I needed reassurance that everything was okay. So I guess I'm trashing dreams starring a fictional Katie Bogish.
Wow, okay. I want to dig into this. Trash it.
Totally gross, dude.
What happened in the dream where you felt like you needed a divorce?
So it seems, again, you know, you pick up the dream in the middle of the story. It appears that I had once agreed in this fantasy land to some kind of open marriage, but only Katie was partaking in it. And so I was she's like, she came back from a date. And I'm like, I don't know that this is going well anymore. She's like, I have an idea. Let's see more people. And I said, no, let's just stop messing around and call it quits.
Wow.
And that's when I woke up feeling like I was actually having to get divorced.
Wow.
It was a lot. Yeah.
Folks, there's a certain four-letter word I can't say on the air right now, but that was you and your dream.
What?
I don't get that reference.
Me neither.
Starts with a C. Anyway. I can't believe those are rough dreams to have, to wake up to.
I still want to know what word you're talking about.
Yeah, you'll get it in the break.
It rhymes with duck.
Yeah, you'll get it in the break.
So, I mean, you can say that word. For your wife.
Can?
Why couldn't you? It's a word. It's not. It's C-U, not C-O.
I know. I just feel like it sounds like a word we can't say.
No, we need to be adults here. It's an old word.
Wall dumped it.
I know he did.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
You 100% can.
Would Bilotti let it go?
Yes, because Bilotti is a man of literature.
Is that right?
Yes.
And I dumped it. You really think Pete's going to let that one slide?
Too close, guys. It was too close.
Wow. So did you address this with Katie, that this was the dream?
I did. I was awake first in shambles emotionally. So she woke up. Oh, how'd you sleep? I'm like, well, how'd I sleep? That's a loaded question. I don't know if there's some weird, like, deep down buried concerns of mine. Now, she's way out of my league. So that's always been a fear, that she's going to realize that she could have done much, much better. And it's not too late to upgrade.
Don't put yourself down. You're a handsome guy.
Yeah, but she's like talented and has a real job with promotions and titles and salary and perks.
You're talented too. You're Fordham's football's play-by-play guy.
Yeah, that's more by default than an actual value judgment. Thank you for pointing that out though. Big Fordham win over FBS Buffalo on Saturday.
Okay.
BTW.
Okay.
You've got talent, Bogues. I don't want to hear this.
But the dream really shook me. I can't remember, good or bad, feeling this affected by a dream in a really long time.
Yeah, those are tough, but this is really interesting. And what was Katie's reaction when you told her about this?
She like snuggled me and said everything was gonna be okay. She couldn't have cared less, really. It was a dream. She's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. everything was fine. I was just being a putz in my sleep, apparently.
I want just wanted her eyebrows go up when you suggested open marriage, and she's like, well,
no,
no, suggested it.
No, folks, just, I've asked that question.
Just know.
maybe my scenario is not the one she wants to sign up for, though.
You've asked the question.
Yeah, maybe she's not down with Jennifer Aniston moving in. I certainly am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so if you walk home today and you find a pair of assless chaps from Amazon on your front step, maybe she did take the dream a little more literally than you thought.
Yeah, sure. I guess that would worry me if there were assless chaps. By the way, kudos to just firing away assless chaps with no hesitation, but you were afraid of saying another word that's completely safe. But it sounds like a bad word.
Well, it does definitely sound like
it. Yeah.
Well, when you see it all over the hub, I assume that it's bad.
and not 98.5 the sports up in Boston.
Yeah, I don't. Bugs, you should maybe open up some doors here in your marriage.
Should I talk to somebody, like a professional, about some deep down buried fears I have?
Well, aren't I doing a read for BetterHelp every single day?
Yeah. just promo code DA? What do I do? What's the deal?
I think it's 15% off or something like that. I don't know, but maybe we'll get you in front of a professional after that one. Now, I am trashing these trolls, these vicious people that are coming after Mraz. I just feel like his mental status is not on good grounds right now, and it's week number one. And look, you want to battle back and forth with Mraz about football, fine, but it goes a little too far when you're reaching out to his family, you're DMing his wife, you're putting his address on social media. I mean, come on, this is harassment now. It's all fun and games. It's stupid sports talk. Mraz is best when Mraz is goofy, and you're not letting him be goofy and silly. You're making him into Darth Vader. I mean, I've never seen such vicious vitriol and anger come out of Mraz, and not like a funny ha-ha, what are we going to eat after the show come after it. It's like he's turned into some type of villain. It's just, these people need to relax, and they need to be trashed.
That's just human filth.
Dan is the comeback kid. He's trashing Rochester for Kevin in honor of Kay Wallace. My hometown, but it's straight trash. Hashtag trash him.
I'm getting queasy.
Now, I will say that my friend Casey texted me, following a senior citizen whose last hit was in 1984, Kevin Wall, on an ill-fated U.S. tour, is like signing a senior citizen to a multi-year deal with an ill-fated franchise.
Oof.
Ouch. That's a Bruce Aaron Rodgers combo right there. Double blast. Das Food Fix says, morning, I'm trashing my work landlord. He started to redo the roof and stopped halfway through. Our entire store flooded over the last few days. Ugh. Now we have to move things around. Worst is he told us to mop it up and doesn't want us to file it so he doesn't lose it. Hashtag trash him.
We're eroding.
Brutal. Dixie Landan says, Pete the Body's spider senses just started tingling during that last conversation. And he started slapping a phantom dump button.
Well,
I'm so happy I'm on Twitch so I can hear these dumps in real time. He's also feverishly clicking a pen right now.
he is up to date now because Boyle texted the group and Pete thought Boyle wanted to say the actual bad word. So we got that typed out by Pete in a chat. And then Kaplan said, no. Here's the word with a link to the dictionary. So we've not gotten an official ruling yet on Bilotti and the word that Boyle wanted to say.
Okay.
But Pete thought Boyle was asking if he could say the horrible word on the radio.
Yeah. And so Pete, his brain is now poured out of his ear. He's now slumped over in front of his cereal.
And he already questions Boyle's judgment when it comes to what should and shouldn't be dumped. So this is not helping Boyle's cause.
Mariana's in Richmond on this Trash Tuesday on the phones. Mariana, good morning.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Mariana.
Hi. First, can I get a beam up?
Yes, Kevin Wall, do we have the beam up zap, zap, zap ready? If not, we'll get to it. There it is. Nice job.
Okay, perfect. All right. I want to trash everyone who has ever said they hate the Cowboys. Because unless you're a Cowboys fan, you have absolutely said that at some point. Where were all these people when the Giants got absolutely destroyed? Which, yes, it was embarrassing, but way too many people were mocking the Giants, and everyone was so quick to jump on that bandwagon and forget their hatred for the Cowboys. So trash every one of those people.
Okay.
Overflowing landfill.
Yeah, you got another one?
Yeah, so follow up. Trash Dable for not taking Daniel Jones out of the game. I know Pat also tweeted something like this. It makes no sense to just let him be a human punching bag when they obviously were not going to win. I don't. He must want to lose the season.
Okay. Thank you, Mariana. Well done. Well done. Trash him. No, second trash. Not happening.
So frustrating.
There we go. That was frustrating.
Burley's freezing right now, so I'm having right. a couple second delays.
Gotcha. All right. It is all good. Thank you, Mariana. The trashes roll on, and Andrew Bogish has our headlines.
And I'll make light of Aaron Rodgers' injury just for a moment. Are we now in line for months of wacko, hippie, new age remedies and treatments for his likely torn Achilles? Can you rub ayahuasca on a leg? Something happened to Rodgers' lower left leg on his fourth regular season snap as a Jet last night against the Bills. He didn't throw to an open Garrett Wilson, allowing Leonard Floyd to get to him.
I didn't realize he got hurt until later in the game when he didn't come back in, but it felt good to make a sack for the team at that time.
Rodgers will have an MRI today, but Robert Saleh expects it to confirm the season-ending rupture. Zach Wilson flirted with disaster more than once last night, but also got some help from his better teammates.
The snap, the dropback, the side on throw, and the end zone bobbled, falling down, he caught it! Wilson caught it! Garrett Wilson caught it for a touchdown! Bobbling the ball, reels it in, falls on his back! A yard deep in the end zone at the pylon!
Maybe even Kevin Harlan can't do that call just the catch justice on Westwood 1.
It's just insane. That was one of the great catches of the season, and We'll sit back in January and be like, yeah, that was ridiculous.
The Jets, thanks to Wilson, almost stunned the Bills in regulation, but Tyler Bass had a 50-yard field goal off an upright to force OT. So Xavier Gibson won it there for Gangrene, 22-16 with a 65-yard punt return touchdown. It's the third overtime-ending punt return touchdown in NFL history, and now all three men to do it have been rookies in an odd kind of like little twist there. Garrett Wilson, yeah, isn't that weird? Patrick Peterson was the last one as a rookie, and the third guy was a while ago, but all rookies.
It was Tamara Vanover, I think, for the Chiefs.
All rookies to do it. Very strange little coincidence there. Garrett Wilson proud of bouncing back from the Rodgers heartbreak.
I mean, yeah, true roller coaster. You know, we talk about it all the time. You got to be able to respond. And I feel like we had the ultimate response, you know, this game. And that's how we were able to finish like that, you know.
The Bills, meanwhile, an ugly, a disappointing 0-1. Josh Allen picked off three times and lost a fumble. He is now 0-5, including the postseason in overtime. And one last bit of Rodgers' house cleaning. This likely means he will not play 65% of the Jets' snaps this season, which means Green Bay gets a second-round pick, not a number one, as part of their deal.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Good call. Wow.
Yeah, the pick
that's a great call.
The pick starts right now. It's a second rounder. It would have gotten bumped up if he played the bulk of the season. Now, that's very unlikely. So it'll stay a second round pick with pick swaps otherwise.
It was almost guaranteed to be a one.
Correct.
Because he only had to play 65% of the snaps. So that's not even like pulled out for Zach Wilson in garbage time or sits week 18. He was definitely, if he stayed healthy, going to play 65% of the snaps, and that would have been a one. Wow, that's a big difference.
Chris Jones and the Chiefs have a fresh agreement for the coming season, ending the D lineman's holdout. Jones can now make more than the scheduled $19.5 million through incentives. Michigan State football coach Mel Tucker says Brenda Tracy is trying to destroy him with sexual harassment allegations, Tucker adding that his upcoming hearing with the school is a sham. The university has ulterior motives for getting him out of his job, including saving roughly $80 million in salary. All of this part of a statement released yesterday through Tucker's agent. He is currently on unpaid leave. Tracy is a noted sexual assault awareness advocate who now says Tucker is acting like a normal abuser, trying to twist the blame onto the victim. We also have Houston Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. arrested yesterday in Manhattan for allegedly physically attacking his girlfriend in their hotel room early yesterday morning. The woman, a former WNBA player, had visible injuries and complained of neck pain when officers arrived. The Arizona Diamondbacks were 4-3 winners at the Mets last night. The Giants topped the Guardians 5-4-10. The Marlins lost 12-0 in Milwaukee, so Arizona leads San Francisco and Miami by a game and a half for the last NL wild card. The Rangers now have that spot in the AL thanks to a 10-4 win in Toronto and the Mariners' 8-5 loss in 11 to the Angels. Seattle has dropped 4 in a row. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Get your trashes in. We'll do them coming up here next. Plus, we are going to do advanced analytics and your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
All right. Who is to blame for Aaron Rodgers' Achilles injury? 43% of you said, the Jets are just cursed. 36% blamed the artificial turf, 17% Rodgers himself, and 4% Leonard Floyd. Data tells us that season-ending injuries to the MetLife turf have happened in the last 3 years, which have included Nick Bosa, Solomon Thomas, Kyle Fuller, Sterling Shepard, and now Aaron Rodgers. Not good. Jets and Giants, clean it up. And that tuna can in the swamp. The Jets have many cursed moments. Bill Belichick becoming head coach for a day, drafting Ken O'Brien over Dan Marino, and Vinny Testaverde also injured on the opening weekend of the NFL season with Super Bowl aspirations. 99, I think that was. And finally, Kevin Wall slightly tore his Achilles on the family treadmill 2 years ago while doing an incline walk workout. How about that?
Story of my life.
Bouncing baby boy is trashing me. I always send you my trashes and you don't read them, yet others get multiple trashes read. My toasts get read, but not my trashes. Hashtag don't leave me hanging, man.
Is Oscar the Grouch living in there?
I can tell you honestly, there is no agendas here with who gets stuff read or whatnot. If it's on my timeline and it's near the top, because I get flooded all morning long, which is great, on toasts and trashes, I'm just getting to the quickest thing, the most refreshed thing, and the most recent thing. And then I'm hitting them when we read them. And they just don't always fit into where we are in that show when you tweet in. So it's luck of the draw. I feel bad if you've trashed a lot of things. I haven't gotten to it, but it's, believe me, it's not nothing against you personally. Brett in Boise is trashing my mom for falling in love with a scammer who posed as a celebrity and wrote her. She randomly asked me to support her moving from Idaho to California to be with him. I had to break it to her that he was fake. Not sure if she sent him money. Hashtag trash him.
That's a dumpster dive.
Wow.
Could you imagine having to tell your mom that's not a real celebrity? Like, that's not Wayne Newton. He doesn't want to marry you. Awful.
That's terrible.
That's a tough conversation to have with mom. Really tough. Like, I know you love Tony Bennett. That's not him. He's dead.
Tony Bennett died a couple weeks ago, mom. How much money have you sent this guy?
Oh.
$4,000. That man, probably happened.
And why did you send it to Vietnam? It's poor, not where he lives.
Poor old people, man.
It's brutal. Michael tweets, I'm trashing Leonard Floyd for using excessive force while sacking Aaron Rodgers.
I smell rotten eggs.
Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. I was talking about how I cooked up a football food of the week over the weekend with a hat tip and assist from the D-Aliens with some swamp butter hot sauce. Here it is. You're a epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
It reminds me, DA, what did we have one time on like a doorbell camera of like dad like wrestling a wolf and then flinging it? And we went back and forth on how impressive the throw was. There's no debate about this throw.
It was not a wolf because he says
it was a raccoon.
It was a southern accent.
It was a bobcat.
Bobcat. That's
right.
It. Bobcat.
Yeah. Watch out. Watch out. It's a bobcat. Attack my wife. A bobcat.
Swamp butter bobcats. Hot sauce bobcats.
I was actually making a video to send to Senor Pantleg. I will knock that out faster than a Justin Verlander fastball.
Moonshine, swamp, butter, bobcat, hot sauce.
That's the worst shopping list ever.
That's a hit single. That's literally a hit single. Long neck high school, man, never broke my heart. Like diamond
rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. That's Dixieland Dan's Amazon wish list.
By the way, after hearing that on through the speaker, his Alexa just ordered everything on that and it's being sent prime tomorrow. It'll show up at Dixieland Dan's doorstep. Oh, what's this, Dan? Swamp butter? Okay, bourbon barrel? Did you order a bobcat? You got hot sauce?
Working on chicken coop, drink a little cold beer.
No, the best thing about Dixieland Dan is he's rolling over this. He's like, you guys would have no idea.
I got it yesterday.
All right, so all you Yankees hot up there up north, get yourself a kiddie pool and pour as much pond water in there as humanly possible. Now, you think you might get some type of fungi or disease? You just pour a little whiskey in there. It'll kill everything, and then you just bathe in it.
Do what now, DA? I'm sorry.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Carla with a K. Good morning, guys. I pulled the DA, left my to-go box at the restaurant. I didn't notice until I was home and brushing my teeth. What a bummer. I'm trashing me.
Oh, break out the hazmat suit.
Kyle is trashing Daniel at work. Dude is a child, plays around too much. We're here to work, Daniel, not run the 40-yard dash. This ain't the Olympics. Trash him.
Please keep your social distancing.
Yeah, Kyle is all business at work. All freaking business. DJ Tommy D is trashing all my favorite people who cannot give my Cowboys some respect. I do not care about history or what happens this year. When you play well, it should be recognized.
Totally
hashtag
gross,
trash
dude.
Him. Wow.
That guy sucks, DJ Tommy D.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are going to choke like they always do. Mraz is actually 100% right on that.
Lukewarm Churro is trash of the Giants. 40-0 since Sunday night. All my Cowboys fans have been absolutely insufferable. I'm also trashing Cowboys fans who are already in line for the 2024 Super Bowl champions tattoo. Trash them.
That will contribute to the microplastics in the bottom of the ocean.
John and PA trashing this take. Pittsburgh is a beautiful vacation destination. Cleveland, not so bad either. If you can close your eyes long enough to forget you're in Cleveland. Trash them.
Charlie Sheen just dumped that on the set of Men at Work.
Justin is trashing the Mets bullpen. The whole group besides Diaz. Trash them.
Totally gross, dude.
Steven in South Carolina. Trashing kidney stones, trying to pass one for a week. The pain is unimaginable. I don't know how women give childbirth if it hurts this bad. Trash him.
Get that guy a napkin.
And finally, Pedro adds, dang it, DA, now I got a hankering for swamp buttered, fresh flung possum and cornbread. Go Tigers!
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Thanks to executive producer Pat Boyle. Kevin Wall on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Bogish on Headlines. Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.